Welcome to Assets and Aging, to our first show of 2019. It's actually not our first show. My first show was 2 days ago, or last week. But I, you know, it's kind of like my second official show. But it feels like it's my first one because I've been thinking about a lot of stuff this week as we start the new year. And so even though it's my second show, this is my first show in where I've really thought about a lot of stuff. Glad to have you with us. Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. What are you going to do? What are you going to do when mom and dad or grandma and grandpa can't do it anymore? What are you going to do? And you don't have the answer. I'll guarantee you, you don't have the answer. You think you do, but you don't. Glad to have you with us. California's single best source for the issues of aging. Talking to my web director today, my son. I have a whole new website coming out probably by the next 2 weeks. Going to have some videos, going to have newsletters, going to have subscription services, going to have special members only places, and it's going to be cheap, but it's going to be informative. Been working on it a long time, folks. I think it's important that people have access to information because most of the information out there is bovine excrement. It's just atrocious stuff. Even the people who complain about me complain with idiotic ideas. It's I don't know. There's just so much stuff floating around. So today, I'm going to go through the litany of things that we're going to be talking about this year. I'm going to talk about my two upcoming workshops. I have two workshops this month. One on Thursday. On Thursday, where is it? The 17th of January, and one on Saturday, the 19th of January. Thursday will be at noon. Saturday will be at 10:30. I'll give you those dates again in a little bit. Let me get some stuff out of the way, and I want to talk to you about the subjects I'm going to be talking about this year. Pardon me. I've had not hay fever time, but I've had a stuffy nose all week. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If I was an attorney, I'd try to give you good legal advice. But I'm not an attorney, so I can't give you legal advice. If you want to talk to an attorney, I know some good ones. In fact, I know one that's going to start doing some shows with me. His name is Dustin McFarlane, and I'm proud to have him with me. He's not going to be on this show, but he's going to be on a lot of upcoming shows. Because Dustin is as good an elder law attorney as I know around. And he's going to start doing some of these shows with me. I'm happy to welcome a sponsor that will be sponsoring my show, hopefully for the rest of the year, Aegis of Carmichael, simply the best assisted living in town. So there's some changes coming. There's going to be more access. There's going to be more opportunity. And at the same time, some more restrictions. I'm going to limit the number of times you can come to a workshop. People come to 4, 5, 6, 7 of my workshops and they never do anything, and that's ridiculous. The workshops are going to become more intense. They're going to become more of you working out your own issues. Remember, I'm not a CPA, so I don't give tax advice. I have a California insurance license. It doesn't have anything to do with anything, folks, except the insurance commissioner or some idiot somewhere, not the insurance commissioner, some other idiot at some nonprofit somewhere will complain that I didn't say I had an insurance license. Because technically, if you have an insurance license, you're supposed to put it on any kind of advertising you do. If I was selling caskets, I'd have to put on there somewhere that I'm an insurance agent. I haven't sold an insurance policy in a long time, but I have a license. And here it's here in California. So there you go. I have a legal document assistant license that allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request, and it is recorded in Sacramento County, and the bond is filed in Sacramento County. So we get all this stuff out at the beginning of the year. Because the attacks grow. The more this show becomes meaningful, the more the stuff I have to put up with that you can't believe. From organizations, from groups, from individuals, from other people. But that's okay. I'm going to keep doing this. I've been doing it for 20 years, and I've been dealing with this stuff. So everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, financial, or plumbing advice. It's my opinion only. I'm entitled to my opinion. I wish sometimes I could give you my opinion as to who you can trust and who you can't, but that one I can't give. So away we go. How do you get in touch with me? There's a couple ways. One, call my 800 number. 800-999-8007. Do you know how long I've had that number? It was originally an MCI number. 800-999-8007. I think I was living in Yuba City 30 years ago when I got that number. I know my business card, with those of you who have seen my business card, was actually designed by a graphic artist in Yuba City when I lived up there a million years ago. 30 years ago, folks. It's amazing. 30 years ago. Golly. So anyhow, or however long it's been a long time. If nothing else, I've been around for a long time. So what else? I think I've said all that. It's my opinion only, and let's talk about my upcoming... Oh, how do you get a hold of me? 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. You know, when I do this show, I don't do it with a script. I do it with what I want to talk about. I have stuff next to my where I do this show is a small printer, and next to it is a stack of papers about 2 inches thick, and that's the stuff I gather over time that I want to talk about, that I find interesting. And that's what I talk about. It's my the stuff I'm interested in. And I always talk about the stuff I'm interested in, because if I'm interested in it and you're listening to me and you've been listening to the show, you're probably interested in the stuff I have to talk about. You saw 800-999-8007, write it down, or you can email me. Email me go to my website at assetsandaging.com. I'm going to get a drink of water here. I have to make noise while I'm drinking water, folks. Otherwise, it goes to a dead air alert and everybody panics. A little radio talk there, dead air. In fact, I think there was a movie once called Dead Air, but I'm not sure. That's when the radio station's on and you're not hearing anything, and that's bad. That's like having a TV station on and there's no picture. I have a story for you about no picture. When I was a kid, I'm 73, so you can figure out how long ago this was. I was about 5 or 6 years old, and my dad worked for RCA, and we had one of the first 2 or 3 TVs in Phoenix. In fact, there wasn't even a TV station built yet, but we had a TV. And for those of you that are old enough, it was the old 6 or 8-sided, whatever it was, TV. The screen was octagonal, I believe. Maybe it was 6, I don't remember. But it was black and white, and there was no TV station. There was no test pattern. If you turned the TV on, all you got was snow. Now, for those of you that are young, you don't know what snow is. You think it's something on a mountain. But in early TV, snow is what you got when there was no signal to your black and white TV. There was no color TV then, folks. We also had the first color TV in Phoenix, and it was amazing. But anyhow, back to my story, talking about TV and pictures and sound and dead air. All there was snow. Our house was full of people watching the TV and the snow because no one had ever seen a TV work before. And then you can imagine when we got the first test pattern from KPHO, which was the first radio TV station. It was up on South Mountain in South Phoenix, KPHO, still there. And we had the first test pattern. And then we had the first TV shows. And all of you remember, all TV stations went off at midnight to either the national anthem or the poems about the flying an airplane, touching the face of God. So I don't know why that made me remember that, but those of you that are old enough will remember snow. Okay, so 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. You can get a hold of me. You can sign up for my workshops. My workshops are this month. I did one yesterday. We had a small one yesterday. My next workshops for the month, my only other workshops for the month, are on the 17th, which is a Thursday at noon, and Saturday, the 19th, at 10:30. Saturday at noon. Now I did it again. Thursday, the 17th, at noon, or Saturday the 19th at 10:30. They're both free. In a day or so, you'll be able to go to my website and sign up. You can't go there right now because I haven't put them up. I will put them up. So don't worry about that. They'll go up. But you can sign up for the next workshops. And they're free. So go in a day or two, go to assetsandaging.com, or you can call me and I can get you tickets. And they're free. Now, what am I going to talk about? Well, let's start with some oldies but goodies. You're going to lose your house. If you go into a nursing home, can I lose my house? If I wind up in a nursing home, there are currently about 110,000, 120,000 people in nursing homes in California. If I go in to a nursing home, can I lose my house? Can you? I know the answer to that, but we're going to find out at the workshop. That's been a question for a long time. And we're going to find out the answer at the workshop. And I think you'll be surprised. I think you think it's one thing, and you're going to be surprised what it really is. So, can I lose my house if I go into a nursing home? That's going to be one of the subjects that we're going to talk about. I'm going to talk about it all year. I'm going to talk about it in my workshops, on my newsletters, because it's fundamental to long-term care planning, is understanding that question, because it's a question that strikes fear into the hearts of lots of people. Can I lose my house if I go into a nursing home? Well, the answer is, I'll tell you when you come to the workshop. The next subject I'm going to talk about at length on my at the workshop is something I just spent last week talking about a little bit, and my podcast this week was on this, is identifying the responsible adult. It's probably the single most important thing that I will ever talk about on this show. And most of you, when I start to talk about it, ignore it. Who's the responsible adult? I spent a lot of time on it last week. We're going to talk about it at the workshop. Identifying the responsible adult. And along with that, how do you hold a family conference? How do you get the family together to deal with all of this stuff? How do you do that? How do I hold a family conference? How do I make sense out of all of this as a family? How do I determine the responsible adult? Can I lose my house? What else are we going to talk about at the workshop? Am I going to lose my bank account? Can I just give everything away to my kids today and protect it? I will tell you this much. That's a bad idea. What about my bank account? Am I going to lose my bank account? Am I going to lose the money in the bank if I go into a nursing home? I'll give you another one we're going to talk about. This one keeps people from sleeping at night. It really does, even though I've been talking about it here for 20 years. If I go into a nursing home, do I have to get a divorce? There are people who think so. There are other people who think not. What's the truth? Do I have to get a divorce? I'll give you another one. Should I do a conservatorship? Mom is losing it. And all of this we're going to talk about in general terms, not in legal terms. But mom is losing it. Should we're the kids, or dad is losing it. Should mom just go do a conservatorship and have dad conserved, and then mom could put dad in the home? Should I do that? Can I do that? I don't know. That's a really important question. Here's one I've been talking about for 20 years, and people still don't know the answer to it. Do I have to spend down? Do I have to give it all away? Can I keep anything? Are they going to let me keep my life insurance policy? Are they going to let me keep my funeral plan? What if I have a rental? Do I have to sell the rental paying for this? I don't know. All that stuff. Lots of questions. What if I have a life insurance policy? Do I have to cash it in? I've been told I have to cash in my life insurance policy. Here's one. I've been told there's no more Medi-Cal beds in California. That they're all filled up. You can't find a Medi-Cal bed. Is that the truth? Here's another one. I have a will. And my son is the executor of the will. And so if I go into a nursing home, he can just protect everything. Or maybe I'm married and I have a will. If one of us goes into the nursing home, the other one's the executor, they can just protect everything. Is that true? Is that a good idea, bad idea? A terrible idea, a false idea, a true idea, what is it? Here's another one. I have to spend down. By the way, wouldn't it be nice to know the answer to all of these? How many of you know the answers to all of the ones I've given you so far? I bet it's less than 10% of you. The other 90% are going to wind up in deep trouble when this happens to you. I have to spend everything down. I was told you can only have $2,000, so I have to spend everything down. Is that true? Do you have to spend everything down? Is that a true statement? I don't know. We're going to talk about it at the workshop. But wouldn't that be nice to know if that's a true statement or not? I think there are lots of people that would like to know the answer to that. I could be wrong. Are you only allowed to have 2,000? Here's another one we're going to talk about. It's talked about a lot. Well, Bob, doesn't matter what you say. I've heard this one from attorneys before, folks. So is it true or is it false? There's a 5-year look back in California. So if you do anything and then you go, I've heard this from nursing homes. Is it true? Is it partly true? Is it not true? Well, Bob, there's a 5-year look back in California, so there's nothing you could do. There's nothing you can do for 5 years. I have a client that spent almost $200,000 paying for somebody in a nursing home because he was told that. So is it true? He spent $200,000 because it was, you know, that's what he was told. So do you have to spend down? Is there a 5-year look back? I've heard other people say, well, Bob, there's not a 5-year look back, but there's a 3-year look back. Is there? Is there a 3-year look back? What about for the VA? Is there a 3-year look back with the VA? Sometimes we get our rules crossed because there's VA rules, and then there's Medi-Cal rules, and then there's Medicare rules. We're going to talk about the difference between admission and observation. Not knowing that difference could cost you $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. Not knowing the difference between observation and admission. Wow, that's a lot, Bob. Oh, we're just getting started. We're going to talk about all kinds of things. We're going to talk about the true ones, the false ones, and then most importantly, we're going to talk about answers to all of those. So how do you get to the workshop? Well, again, my workshops for January will be at noon on Thursday the 17th at my office. You have to have a ticket to get in. You know, somebody sent somebody to view one of my workshops lately, and they had a ticket, only it was a outdated ticket. Like, I didn't notice that. But you have to have a ticket to get in. Or you can come to my workshop on Saturday the 19th at 10:30. Both of those are available. On the 17th of January at noon, or on Saturday the 19th of January at 10:30. You can go to my website and you can sign up. And I will send you tickets. If you don't, and my website is assetsandaging.com. 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 assetsandaging. Or you can call me, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. But the first workshop I mean, the next workshops of the year are going to be real basic, real intense, and we're going to get into lots of questions. Bring your questions with you. Be prepared to get the answers to the conundrum that is long-term care. Most of the pain in dealing with long-term care comes from lack of information. Not understanding the difference between a nursing home, a memory care unit, and assisted living, which we're going to talk about in the second half hour. So 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. Get to one of my workshops. You can sign up Thursday the 17th at noon or Saturday the 19th at 10:30. I'm going to take a little break for a commercial so the station can make some money. We'll be back here in just a few seconds with more information on assets and aging, affording the future. Don't go away. Be back in just a few seconds. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. I'm talking about what I'm going to be discussing at my two upcoming workshops. They're both free. One on the 17th of this month, one on the 19th of this month. The 17th is a Thursday. It'll be noon. Bring your kids, bring your spouse, bring whoever. They're free. The second workshop of the month is on the 19th. That's a Saturday at 10:30. They're free, but you have to sign up, and you have to have tickets to get in. No more letting people in, because I had somebody abuse that. I had somebody send one of their staff people to my office, I guess to spy on me. I don't know. I've been on radio 20 years, but had a phony ticket. So tickets are mandatory to get in. You have to have a ticket. There won't be any walk-ins allowed. Your ticket will be checked. How do you get a ticket to my upcoming workshop? 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, or go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. Okay, we're talking about all the things I'm going to be talking about at the workshop so you can be informed and educated and whatever. One of the basic things I talk about, and I will be talking about all year, and I've been talking about for 20 years, and we'll talk about forever, is understanding the difference between levels of care. I just had somebody that called me whose spouse needs to be in a nursing home. And looking for a place for the spouse, I gave the person a list of nursing homes. I even sent them to one nursing home, it just didn't work out. But I gave the person a list of nursing homes. They called me and said, "I found somebody to help me, and they're going to help me find a nursing home." And I said, "No, they're not." And the person said, "Well, yeah, they're going to help me find a nursing home." And I said, "No, they're not. Because there aren't any placement agencies that help people with nursing homes, because nursing homes don't pay a finder's fee or a referral fee." And so I called the person up and I said, "Are you going to help this person find a nursing home?" "No, I'm finding them an assisted living or a boarding care." I said, "Okay, so you're not helping them find a nursing home because they believe you are." It's really important to understand the difference, because this placement agency was going to make 1 to 2 months commission. So if this person was paying $5,000 a month to the assisted living facility, the placement agent was going to make 1 to 2 months of commission. Now, God bless America, it's okay. But if I finally got a hold of him and said, "No, that's not what you're looking for. This is what you're looking for." What's the difference between them? Everybody thinks, for instance, everybody thinks memory care is a nursing home. No, it's not. Memory care is patently not a nursing home. Memory care is assisted living. And Medi-Cal doesn't pay for assisted living. So I can't tell you how many people I have talked to who went out to try to get mom in the nursing home, wound up getting mom in assisted living because their placement agent didn't tell them the difference, wound up getting mom in assisted living, and then found out they were on the hook for the $6,000 a month fee. Well, Bob, I thought we were going to get Medi-Cal. Yeah, but not in assisted living. And memory care is assisted living. It's usually a secure unit or a locked unit, but it's in an assisted living facility, and it's classified as assisted living. These are the kinds of knowledge that you, the lack of which will cost you to lose tens of thousands of dollars. Well, what's assisted living? Well, assisted living is assisted living. Memory care is just a heavier duty assisted living, usually inside the same building. The assisted living facility that I recommend to people, Aegis of Carmichael, okay, one of the sponsors of this show, Aegis of Carmichael is assisted living, but it also has a memory care unit in it. It's just a different wing of the building. It's a locked unit. The people in memory care usually have dementia or Alzheimer's, and so they can't have them walking out the door. And so most memory care units are locked, but they're still assisted living. Medi-Cal doesn't pay for assisted living. VA may help with assisted living under certain circumstances. I'm not going into all of that right now. It's one of the things we will talk about at the workshop on the 17th and the workshop on the 19th. But I don't want to get too deep in the weeds on VA right now, because the rules all changed, and it's going to become very, very, very difficult for people now to get help from the VA. The VA has basically balkanized assisted living when it comes to getting benefits from the VA. It's not good what they did to vets and the spouses of vets, because a bunch of nonprofits. Anyhow, it's a long story. If I went into it, I'd probably get sued. But if you knew the real story of how this came about, you would be appalled if you were a vet. The reason why. You would really be appalled. Somebody at a nonprofit once said at a public meeting, who was trying to stop this, well, if we don't do something about this, the VA will run out of money. Folks, saying the VA is going to run out of money is like saying California is going to run out of rocks. It's an idiotic statement. The VA gets its money from Congress. It's appropriated money from Congress. The VA doesn't have any money. And it was a stupid statement, but it was from a nonprofit and was one of the ones that lobbied heavily for the new VA rules. Anyhow, so do you understand the difference between independent living, boarding care, assisted living, and memory care, and a nursing home? Understanding the difference between those five, is that five? One, two, three, four, five? Those five levels of care can make all the difference in the world and what happens to your money. It makes all the difference in the world. Do you understand the difference between admission and observation? We're going to talk about that at the workshop. Bob, I don't even know what you're talking about. You better, because admission and observation, not knowing those two terms, could cost you $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $80,000, $100,000. That's impossible. No, it's not. That not understanding that can cost you a lot of money. Do you understand how discharge planners work at hospitals? Do you understand who discharge planners are working for? You think they're working for you. They're not. They get paid a salary by the hospital. And every decision that's made is made based on money. So do you understand how discharge planners work at hospitals? Do you understand how care planning agents work? How placement agents work? Do you understand how they get paid? Not understanding that could cost you thousands of dollars. Long-term care, folks, is a rat's nest of regulations and opportunities and misunderstandings and all the other stuff that goes on. It's not anywhere near simple. So we're going to talk about all the things I said in the first hour, half hour, all the things I said in the second half hour, plus rehab. Wait a minute, what's rehab? How does rehab fit into all this? Rehab happens in a nursing home, so aren't I in the nursing home? Well, you're in a nursing home, but you're kind of not in the nursing home. Well, but I'm in a nursing home. So if I want to stay, can I stay? Not necessarily. How do you get rehab? Who pays for rehab? How many days does rehab pay for? What's Jimmo V. Sebelius? How does that work? What does stabilized mean? What does walking 75 feet mean? What are the activities of daily living and what do they mean? If you don't have the answers to this or your family doesn't have the answer to this, you're dancing through the graveyard. You're going to get swept up in a system that's not friendly. You're going to get swept up in a system that chews up people's finance and spits them out. Well, Bob, you're scaring me a little bit. Good. Because people need to not be complacent about this subject. You need to understand the implications of growing old and frail and being taken care of. You need to understand. Well, you know, Bob, you know, when I die, I have my funeral all set up. I've paid for the plot. I don't care about your funeral. Funeral, dying is simple. Dying is really very simple, folks. Oh, Bob, that's an unkind. I didn't say it was not emotional. I didn't say it was not heartrending. I said it's a simple process. There's a very laid out process. I didn't mean the pun of laid out. But there's a very laid out process. If somebody dies, we kind of know what to do. We know what to do with the remains. We know, is dad going to be cremated? Is he going to be whatever? Is he going to be whatever? Is he going to be entombed? Is he going to be in a mausoleum? Is he getting scattered at sea? Is somebody going to spread his ashes over, I don't know, Mount Vesuvius? I don't know. But it's a very straightforward process. And 6 to 8 weeks later, everybody's on their way to returning to life. That doesn't mean we're not sad. It doesn't mean we don't miss that person. And not at all. I'm of an age where I'm starting to lose friends. My wife has lost 3 of her best friends. We're of that age. We're of an age, but it's a defined process. We're not happy with it. We're sad about it, but we get it. Don't we? So I don't care what happens when you die. I care what happens when you mostly die. And mostly dying could take 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Or longer. I've had several clients who have been in nursing homes or were in nursing homes over 20 years. I have lots of clients who've been in nursing homes 3, 4, 5 years. I also have clients, my own dad was in a nursing home, he was only there for 9 days. He had congestive heart failure, he had a heart attack and died, so he was there 9 days. I know people who've been in nursing homes for 6 months. The process of mostly dying can take a long time. Once someone's deceased, we know what to do. We don't know how to manage their dying. We don't know how to manage their frailty. That's what this show has been dedicated to for 20 years and why I've been doing this for over 30. And the workshops I'm going to do this month and do every month and have been doing for 20 years. By the way, I'll come and speak to your group or organization for free on this subject. That's how passionate I am about it. But managing this process is difficult. It's heartrending. It tears families up. It doesn't necessarily bring families closer together. In many cases, it destroys families. Everybody's looking for money. Everybody's looking for an advantage. Everybody's got an opinion on what should be done with mom. And not always a good opinion, but an opinion nonetheless. It's a very difficult process. And almost no families are really ready. How many of you have talked about what you want to happen before you die? Lots of people have had the conversation with their kids, well, when, you know, when Mildred and I are dead, this is what we want. But how many of you have had the conversation with your kids, well, if mom and I are mostly dead, then this is what we want. Here's how you're going to pay for it. Here's the documents. Hopefully they're decent. And believe me, they all aren't. They just all are not. I don't care who prepared them. They're not always great. I know people that do really good ones. If you're really not sure about your documents, I can refer you to people who really know how to do them. But very few people have had that conversation. One of the things I try to get people to do when they come to the workshops is bring their families. That's why I offer different times. That's why I try to do at least one a month on a Saturday. Because I want them to bring their families. I want them to bring their kids. I want them to bring whoever is going to be maybe managing their life for a couple, 3, 4 years. Every week I get phone calls. Somewhere there's tears involved in most of them. I have one right now. My wife went to the hospital. They put her in rehab. And she didn't respond to rehab. And they sent her home. And I can't take care of her anymore. I just can't take care of her anymore. What do I do? It's a question I hear a lot. And the hospital didn't help, and the rehab facility didn't help, and this person wasn't told the truth all along the path. And as a result, he's left in tears saying, what do I do now? I have a wife of a long time who has dementia, who I can't take care of. What do I do now? Nobody will tell me what I do now. And that's a tragedy. And your family needs to know about what you want done. And you need to know so you can transmit that to your family. Write down the following. If you're driving, don't write it down. Don't write it down. Have whoever's driving with you write it down or record it on your phone or something. But get to one of my 2 upcoming workshops. You have to decide whether any of this matters or not. For those of you who've been saying for 20 years, Bob, I'm tired of hearing about this. I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm just tired of hearing about it. You're going to be the one that I'm going to get a phone call from your children or your spouse, and they're going to say, why didn't Daddy take care of any of this? Why didn't Mommy take care of any of this? On the 17th of this month, which is a Thursday, at noon, Thursday at noon. Thursday the 17th at noon. Thursday, noon on the 17th. I'm just saying it enough times so everybody gets it. I'll be doing a workshop. It's free. You have to have a ticket to get in. You can't get in without a ticket. It will be at my office. My office is on Watt Avenue. The ticket will have directions. I'm also going to be doing a workshop, be the same workshop, just two different opportunities, on Saturday the 19th at 10:30 in the morning. Saturday the 19th at 10:30 in the morning. You will also need a ticket for that. If you haven't ever been to one of my workshops, and I'm going to give special dispensation for these workshops. Normally, I don't allow people who've already been to one of my workshops to come again, but I will for these. If you've been to one of my workshops and you haven't acted yet, you came, you listened, you went away, you thought it would be better, and you've decided it's time to do something about it, I'll let you come to one of these workshops. Thursday, the 17th at noon. Saturday, the 19th at 10:30 in the morning. They're free. You have to have a ticket to get in. I've gone over the subject matter. It's going to be intense. You're going to work. In fact, the first thing I'm going to do when you walk in is give you a piece of paper with five questions on it that you have to answer. You don't have to read the answers out loud, but you have to answer them. And I'm dead serious about people answering them. So how do you get tickets? Well, one is you can call me. 800. Again, write it down unless you're driving. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Leave me your name and phone number, and I will get back to you. Leave me your name and phone number, and I will get back to you. Please try to leave your phone number twice, because it always doesn't come through. And if you don't remember your phone number, write it down first before you call me. The other way is to go to my website. And while you're at my website, cruise around in there for a while. And then scroll down to where you can sign up for my workshops. And you can sign up for my workshop on my website. My website is assets, A-S-S-E-T-S. And A-N-D, aging, A-G-I-N-G, assets and aging .com. This is the only place you're going to hear about it, or my newsletter. By the way, if you don't get my newsletter, you can go to my website and sign up for my newsletter. Currently, it's free. I just sent one out a couple days ago. They come out about once a week, once every 2 weeks when I have something important to say. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007 or assetsandaging.com. Planning for long-term care is a series of questions and answers. It's a system that is not user-friendly. Hospitals aren't real patient-friendly anymore. Rehab are not real patient-friendly anymore. They don't talk to each other. People don't understand how to transition from one to the other. Information is sometimes complete, sometimes false, sometimes inaccurate. Transitional care, nobody understands. How do I go from a hospital to rehab to a nursing home or to assisted living or to home? Who's going to take care of me? How am I going to pay for it? Nobody talks about transitional care. And it's all about understanding transitional care as we get older. In the upcoming weeks, I'm going to have some guests on, and we're going to talk about a lot of this in more detail. So always try to listen to this show with a pencil and paper. Or you can go back and listen to it afterwards, because it's archived on my website. All my podcasts and radio shows are archived. Not all of them, but the last six or eight are always archived. So you can go to my website and listen to them. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to this entire show, you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and you can listen to the entire show or to my podcasts, which are also archived. 800-999-8007. Assetsandaging.com. I can't tell you how much I appreciate those of you who listen. For 20 years on KFBK, there can't be many shows other than the news on KFBK and the Gardener that have been on longer than I have. And I'm just grateful every day for the chance to come here and talk to you and help you. Take advantage of the help that's available. Get to my workshops on the 17th and the 19th. Give me a call for more information, 800-999-8007, or go to assetsandaging.com. Thanks so much for the chance to be here. I will see you next week or at one of my upcoming workshops. Thanks so much for joining me right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Bye-bye.